author, artist, beer expert. Is that pretty much summed up?
Journalist, podcaster, international beer judge.
Supreme gig economist, right?
I mean, yes, freelancer to everybody.
M. Sauter joining us. A new book out, Pairing Beer with Everything. Is this like, can you get it on Amazon?
You go through my website, pintsandpanels.com, okay. And I'll send you a signed copy.
Nice. Yeah, she signed me. I love it, and I appreciate it. Pairing beer with, and I have so much to talk to you about. I know you just got back from Germany, and I want to talk baseball. I want to talk beer. I want to talk a whole bunch of stuff, but I want to make sure we get the book talk in because you basically, for every food you can think of, have a beer companion, and I have two questions. One is, did you try all the combos, every single combo in the book?
No. I will admit, no. But there's, in the beginning of the book, there's ways to say, like, okay, you know things that are, so there's like the four C's for beer and food pairing, which is cut, contrast, complement, and clash. And you kind of know what beers taste like, and you know what food tastes like, and it's all about matching intensities.
Right.
So
it'd be almost impossible to do them all. There's so many in
and
here.
A lot of these are collaborations with a lot of the ones, World Cuisine. I worked with a lot of my friends all over the world. So, you know, I don't know what Paraguayan cuisine tastes like. I've never been to Paraguay, but my good friend Chichito does. He's from Paraguay. And so he did the pairings. And I give them all shout outs. There's some really good, there's soul food in there. There's also not food. You're looking at the baseball
page. Yes, I love it.
So there's every, there's no Major League Soccer. I apologize for soccer fans.
I think with NHL and NFL, you need, especially with NHL, you need the lighter stuff, I think, because the hockey fans drink so many beers. But with the stuff you did try, can you tell me your favorite? What is your favorite combo?
My favorite food combo is I love hazy IPAs. I think it's as a New Englander, I'm very proud that one of the most popular beer styles in the world comes from where we live. And I really like that. I think New England IPA works best with tacos, like really good Mexican style street tacos. Mm. That's a really nice salt. I love salty sweet combo. And then hazy IPA works really well with a chocolate chip cookie.
Really? Because I tend to stay away from beer when I have steak because I like to have a little bit of wine, but
it's fine.
And then with dessert.
No, beer and dessert is the best.
Is it really?
Oh my gosh. All those imperial stouts or barley wines, those hot, all the scotch ales, wee heavies, these kind of like caramel, coffee, chocolate, pastry inspired beers work really. We had an imperial stout that was bourbon barrel aged at Thanksgiving with my mom's pecan pie.
Oh my goodness.
And that was,
Well,
we shared a big can between
those are for sharing. Yeah, totally.
My mom liked it, and my mom is a Stella drinker, you know. She's not, once you can pair beer with food, I think your eyes really open to the true flavor wheel that beer has.
Now, is there a qualitative difference between canning at 16 ounces versus 12? Because I only say that in the sense that sometimes, and I've had people say this back to me too, sometimes 16 is too much.
16 can be too much. I'm a big 12 ounce can person, and it varies state by state. So like Connecticut's a big 16 ounce can state. You go to New Hampshire, they're a bottle state.
Really?
And then you go to Vermont, they're a can state. So like when I worked in like regional brewing, like back in my communications days, you always had to kind of decide which state was what. It's very strange. Mm. I'm a big 12 ounces are not for sharing.
Right.
That's for me. 16 ounces, though, is a great. My husband, when he gets home from work, we usually open one can and we share it. We each get 8 ounces. It's very nice.
Well, I want to, you know, there's this great piece of artwork you have on your site, Pints and Panels, and it basically has categories of the unofficial taxonomy of beer. Is that
yes,
it?
Yes, that is correct.
And not in this segment, in the next one we'll do it. It breaks down all the different categories. It says the I Need a Beer, the Friday TGIF beer, the beach beer, the airport beer, the nostalgic beer, the post-hike beer, the local beer, the seasonal beer, and the shared beer. And I thought it'd be fun. I answered it for all of them, and it'd be kind of fun if you did too.
Sure.
Could we do that?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
All right, we'll do that at 8:40. We're talking with M. Sauter, who's pintsandpanels.com is their site. It's fun art and has a new book out, Pairing Beer with Everything. And of course, I do quickly before we take a break here, you went to Munich.
I did.
How many times have you done that?
This is only my second time, but I went last year to Oktoberfest.
Was it?
It is the most fun. I was doing a talk last night at the Darien Library about the history of Oktoberfest, and I stressed to people that Oktoberfest is the happiest place on earth because, outside the tents, there's a lot of people like, oh, the drunkenness, oh, there's a lot of lads, there's fighting, there's some other stuff. But inside the tent, you're surrounded by the people that you care about, singing songs and drinking beer. And everyone in that one place is happy. And you get to leave everything behind and just experience joy. And it is, I get like almost like emotional talking about how wonderful Oktoberfest is. And I don't like crowds. I don't like drunkenness. They only serve one style of beer. It's a fest beer. And it's in a liter Moskrug, not a Stein.
Right, which we'll get into it later.
And you leave it all behind. It is, this is the second. If I could go every year for the rest of my life, I would. It is.
Well, maybe you can start, you got two in a row. You can keep it going.
I'm going to Japan next year. I know.
What song is the, like, what song gets people going the most?
Country Roads.
Is that, how does John Denver?
Everybody loves Country Roads.
Because, you know, when the NFL goes there, the whole stadium sings it, and it's like amazing.
It's a real year. And Sweet Caroline.
Yeah.
They love Sweet Caroline.
Matt does not like that. and you like it. Red Sox fans are split on it. Some people think it's, jump the shark a little bit.
It's charming.
It still is. It is what it is. M. Sauter joining us here from Pints and Panels. We're going to talk about our beer categories. We're going to talk about the difference between a Stein and a what?
It's called a Moskrug.
Moskrug. We're back here with M. Sauter. From Pints and Panels, and beer expert, a great artist, and she has a new book out, Pairing Beer with Everything. I want to get a couple things. You know, things go so fast on the show when people are in studio. One is, I thought that everything that's big with a handle is a Stein.
No.
So by definition, what is a beer Stein?
So a Stein is a catch-all term. Stein is the German word for stone. And but the fun thing is the word Stein, like Steinkrug, is like a stone mug. But German is very regional. So that word doesn't really – Stein is used by English speakers to talk about beer mugs. But
Germans don't use it.
Germans don't use it. There's this – like a stone – like it's called a Humpfen or a Seidel or a Krug is like a drinking vessel. And there's lots of different words for it. But Stein is not one of them. Stein is stone.
So what's the name of the big thing that they drink at Oktoberfest?
That's a Moskrug. Moss is the word
for... So it's a big...
Moss is measure. Yep. So like the measurement of how big it is. And Krug is like drinkware. So a Krug is like a glass. Stein is usually reserved for like traditional stoneware, like old-timey things that you would like a ceramic or stone drinking up. But they don't... Say in German.
And neither one of them retain the coldness. The one thing about Oktoberfest I don't understand, you said it's a liter. Like to me, even the 20-ouncers at ball games, like you get to the last 4 ounces and that stuff stinks.
The glass in the... So if you go to Oktoberfest, there's a section called the Old Wiesen. And that is... Wiesen is the... That's what Germans call Oktoberfest. They don't call it Oktoberfest. They call it the Wiesen, which is the Bavarian word for meadow because that's where they have it. You go and there's traditional music, no country roads saying, traditional dancing, and the mug is the stoneware mug. And it actually retains, because I went last week and it was quite hot in the tent. And the beer stayed cold the whole time. For the most part, yeah. And then the glass is very thick. The Moskrug glasses. I mean, when it's full of beer, it weighs 5 pounds.
So when you see those videos of those waitresses.
And they're so small, and they carry like the last year I went, the lady brought all of our beers at once in one hand. And she probably weighed like 130
pounds. People should see the video. It's like on YouTube or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
It's amazing what these women can carry in terms of beer. Em Sauter joining us. Pintsandpanels.com is her website. We have to take a break in a second, and then we'll do our beer categories. I just wanted to ask you how tough a summer it was with baseball.
I am happy that the Red Sox were 500. When the beginning of the season started, I was like, you know what? If they're a 500 club, I'm going to be happy. And what did they do? They were a 500 club. But I will say my NL team is the Mets. I was raised going to Shea as a child. So I with Mookie Wilson, Daryl Strawberry, Joy Good. I have a real soft spot for the Mets.
I'm liking them now, too, to
and
be honest. So
that game against the Braves, the first game one,
was
I had to watch the game on mute. I had my cousin, who's a diehard Mets fan.
So you were watching it live?
Yeah, yeah. I was watching it live. And I had to watch it on mute. And I stood in the corner of my living room, just like not moving, because I was so freaked out. And when Lindor got up, I was like, oh, he's going to hit a home run. Like, I felt it. I could feel. And then he did. And they won. And
I'm
lost
into it.
I couldn't watch the game yesterday because I was giving a talk. But after the words, I told them that I was rooting for the Mets, and the guy came up and showed me the 8-4 score after the talk, and I was like,
I like Pete Alonso, and I know he might leave, so I think that that's a good story, especially the way they started. You know, I was talking about how, you know, I'm really nervous about our country and the world and all this stuff, but like when it's some German stadium sings that song, it makes you a little more encouraged about the world,
it's exactly why I like Oktoberfest. There is something where you're like, okay, joy still exists.
Yeah.
Everything is okay. Let's drink a beer together. Doesn't matter who you are. And there's families there. Obviously, the kids aren't drinking, but like there's families there. Everyone is at Oktoberfest, young, old, whoever you are, walk in that tent. You're all the same.
You know, it's funny. I realize full well how damaging alcohol can be, if not in moderation. And it's true. It's a fact. But there is something communal and like whether it's after a game or what, like having a beer, like I can't grill without a beer in my hand. Like I don't care if it's a Tuesday. Yeah,
everything
can't.
In moderation. You know, I went to her, I had one, and then they have a non-alcoholic option. Is it good? No, not really. But it was hydrating.
So I want to ask you, I want to get to our beer list. We're with Em Sauter. And again, she's got a new book out, Pairing Beer with Everything. And when I say everything, it's from like sports teams to soups. I mean, it's got everything from different types of pizza to different types of hot dogs. I mean, it's really cool, and it's a good, it's small for a coffee table book, but it is a good coffee table book. We have this little like circular on our ottoman. We have this circular like wooden thing that we put stuff in. This would be like perfect for right in that
good
spot.
Back of the toilet book. I mean that in a nice way.
Right.
You
know, like, right. Because it's light and it's easy.
Open it to any page and be like, oh, what beer pairs with Beatles songs?
Right.
And I didn't know.
And you could forget half of what you read and just pick it up again next time you sit down. That's funny. I do like that. And you go to pintsandpanels.com if you want to get a copy. It's a brand new book. I want to ask one sort of like beer maintenance question, and then I want to get to our list. I have some beers that either were given to us that I never got around to drinking or just don't want, and I don't know when I should throw them out. And whether it's lagers or IPAs, I mean, you've said to me there's a difference how long they last. I imagine lagers and pilsners last longer than IPAs.
Lagers would last. Pilsners or anything hop-driven, so German pilsners, IPAs, you want to drink those fresh. You know, hops are an agricultural product, so like I always say, do you want to eat a fresh salad or do you want to eat, you know, like that slimy salad in the...
But the beers give you born-on dates, but they don't give you expiration dates.
Sometimes they give you both, which is great. They're like Bell's Brewery in Michigan does both.
And that's like, big two-hearted.
Yeah. Yeah. Kudos to breweries that'll give you both. A lot of times, breweries don't want you to know, you know, because
they want you to buy it and drink it.
They want you to buy it. I always, for IPAs, keep all your beer in the refrigerator if you can. If you can't, cool, dark place, a basement is good. And then IPAs, usually a couple months. I like my IPAs with like a month of age on them. I find they meld. Lagers, usually up to 6 months. It really depends on the quality of the brewery. If the brewery packages well, and there's no dissolved oxygen in beer, is a terrible combo. You'll get shoebox flavors when beer gets old, sherry notes. Darker beers can start to taste like soy sauce when they get older. It's not pleasant.
Ugh.
It's pretty gross.
All right, so I'm the couple that are long in the tooth. Just get rid of them.
Get rid of them or cook with them.
Oh.
You know,
that's I prefer to pawn them off on friends I don't like.
Or I have a bunch of beers where like there's beers I don't particularly like. Doesn't mean they're bad, and I have friends that I know will like them. And you're just gifting things to people that you or yeah. The old beer I don't know. But that's
couple program. You know, it's one is Brewfest at Duncan Park on Saturday. It's going to be great, and they have a bunch of brands that M knows very very well. And it's if you have the VIP, VIG, it's noon to four, but for most of us, it's 1 to 4. And I'll be there from 2 to 4. And Christine and Saul from 96.5 TSEFM will be there from noon to 2. So come say hello. It's a super fun event. They're going to mini golf on the field.
Oh, cool.
Which is really neat. And also Friday, we're darting across Connecticut in Suffield. We're going to be at Cafe Barista in Suffield. I think it's right like across from Suffield Academy. And come say hello, and we'll have a bunch of people Suffield related from the Historical Society, First Selectmen, a whole bunch of stuff. Okay, I want to do this because I really had fun with this. So there's I need a beer. Thank God it's Friday beer, beach beer, airport beer, seasonal beer, nostalgic beer, shared beer, post-hike beer, and local beer. I'm going to go through it. I'm going to give you the category. You give me your beer. I'll give you mine.
Okay, sounds good.
Let's start with I need a beer.
So I need a beer is probably, oh gosh, some like a lager, like a pill, like maybe a Czech Pilsner, German Pilsner. I love Counterweight Workhorse. Excellent. Excellent.
Oh, I haven't had that.
Oh my gosh.
I only see dead weight. I don't see the other stuff.
Headway, you mean?
Headway. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Headway is excellent as well. Counterweight is probably the best distributed brand in the state.
Really?
I mean, you can get a 4-pack of Headway or a 4-pack of Workhorse for like $10.
It's not that expensive. I've seen that.
They carry
it at Costco, at the Costco in New Britain. I think they do.
I don't know. Workhorse is, I want a beer. Like, I need a beer. Oh. I want something crushable.
I put Coors Banquet or Budweiser.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, if there's beer after hockey or beer whatever, I want just something that feels like it's a hybrid between something that actually could give you electrolytes and just tastes, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. There's something, and I'm on this big Coors Banquet bandwagon right now. For some reason, I'm
really good.
Into it. Thank God it's Friday beer for me. And you brought me up some, well, it was my order and you picked it up for me. I've been doing a lot of off IPA stuff, mm-hmm. and I think Fox Farm's the best. I truly feel like they are the best, and their Bauer, their Kolsch is so good. It's just such an easy drinking beer that, like, it's for that tea. You know, you just open the fridge, the week's over, and it just tastes good, and it's not going to put you to sleep.
Yeah.
So that's my pick.
The Kolsches are, that's a great pick. Kolsches are really good. If you are a lager drinker and you're like, Kolsch, what the heck is that? It's a beer that's brewed like an ale. It uses ale yeast, but they lager it. So it's kind of a hybrid style of ale lager. So if you see Kolsches and you're like, oh, I can't drink that. No, if you like lagers, if you're like a Bud Light drinker, you definitely like Kolsches.
Yeah, and it's better than Bud Light. There's no doubt about it. Beach beer for me, I'm going to say like a Radler.
Yeah, Radlers are good. Or Gozes. Gozes are good. That's a German ale style made with coriander and sea salt. A lot of breweries in Connecticut. Two Roads has the Tanker Truck series of Gozes. They're fruited.
A Goze a fruited sour, or is that more like a farmhouse ale?
Farmhouse ales is a weird catch-all term that can mean essentially anything.
Okay. A little more carbonation, right?
If you've had the Fox Farm Leeway, that's a Goza.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
And that's a really, really nice one.
That's a very good beach beer. Beach and summer kind of intersect for me.
Yeah.
Like I have Sam Summer for seasonal, and I had something like a Radler or Port Rock or for beach. What do you have for seasonal and beach?
Seasonal, I always lean Christmas. So like the Belgian
I like summer.
Breweries, I mean, summer's great. I'll see. Christmas, I think of Belgian breweries put out Christmas ales. So they're like dark quads, 12% alcohol, like St. Bernardus Christmas. I mean, these are really good. It's dark at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Christmas trees lit, fires going.
Right. A flannel. We only have like a minute plus, so let's rip through it. Post-hike?
Probably like a post hike. You're hot. I would say Miller Lite. That's my go-to macro.
I said none for me because I don't hike. airport beer, because I know this is a big deal for you.
Airport beer. I usually a double IPA. I want one beer.
Oh, wow.
I want one beer. Because a beer is going to be $16. I want one beer. I want to make my, get my money, bang for my buck, and then I want to get on that plane. I want to lie down and fall asleep.
Perfect.
Well, I can't really lie down. I don't fly business, but close my eyes.
Makes good. I had Stella, but I love your logic. I put for shared beer, I put double IPA because, you know, you can maybe something that's a little, even those one of those 9%ers that I just don't want to have on my own.
Same with like any like barley wine, imperial stouts, anything like that. Witch Meadows from Fox Farm, that's really good. It's coming out at the end of the month. That's a good shared beer.
Nostalgic, I put Miller High Life because I love the bottle.
I think of Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
Oh,
classic. That's a classic.
Totally. I put Long Trail in that category. Mm. Local beer, I have two. I have Near and Far, which is my favorite IPA with Fox Farm, and the Blender Series at New Park.
I think, the Blender Series is excellent. I like... I'm a New Britain kid, so I like Alvarium. I love the Cremo Ale, which is their like old-timey like cream ale that's based on a recipe from a brewery in New Britain, and that's what I drink at New Britain Bees games.
Nice. Love that.
I love the bees. We go every week.
That is so cool. Pintsandpanels.com. M. Sauter, her new book is Pairing Beer with Everything. And again, I wish we didn't even get into some key beers for the fall and the winter, but we'll have you back.
I'll come back.
Awesome. Thank you, as always.
Thank you.
M. Sauter, pintsandpanels.com.